Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, to a brand new edition of Adishope Live, the official Afrobeats podcast, here in the Ennis Media Studios in central London, Covent Garden, to be exact, where a lot of people enjoy jollof rice, puff puff, fried yam, and fried dodo. But this time, I'm here to have a conversation with my brother, all the way from Nigeria, via the rest of the world, is Africa's number one boyfriend. It is the one, the only, CK.
Your hyping is one in town. Good to be here, man.
You're a Nigerian, but you're a citizen of the world now.
Yeah.
What does that feel like when you now look back at where you've come from and some of the places you've been and where this music has taken you to?
It's crazy, you know. It's actually really, really crazy because to make music about something that happens to you, like an experience, a person, and, you know, literally that music is felt in like thousands of kilometers away from where it was made. You know, I think that's crazy. It's something that I'm still, you know, getting used to. You know, it's special. It's something that's, it doesn't happen every day, you know. It feels amazing and it's something I'm grateful for. I think music is an amazing thing and we can't survive without it.
Absolutely. You talk about still getting used to it. You've practically been on the road for near enough 3 years now.
Yeah.
You know, and when you're dreaming of becoming a musician, you're back then in Kaduna wanting to be an artist or producer or whatever, is this what the vision was? Or this is like an eye-opener where it's like, whoa, this wasn't a dream?
Yeah, I mean, I would say from the very beginning, I wanted to make music. I knew that I wanted to make music. But then I was growing up and I had to pick a career choice, you know, life started to get real and all that stuff. My parents didn't really want me to do music because they didn't really think it was a valid career
choice. Of course.
I mean, they liked music. It's not like they didn't like it. It just felt like, yo, you need to be realistic, bro, and all that stuff. And, you know, just me taking a leap of faith, a huge leap of faith, stepping into the unknown. And, you know, somehow, God worked things out. And, you know, basically, I'm playing my role in taking Afrobeats to the globe. Like a whole culture, a whole population of 200 million people, you know, representing that and taking the music to places like India, Japan, you know, places where, you know, it's like so far away from us, you know, like they don't really listen to African music like that. It's a thing of joy and a thing of pride that, you know, I can play a role in that.
Now, I was, you know, a couple of days ago, I don't know what I'd seen. I think it was a post that someone hit me up with where WizKids and Tems's Essence was 4 times platinum in the United States of America. And that's huge. Yeah. And then I remember that Love Wantity is probably around 6 or something crazier than that. It was 6 close to a year ago. So when we were growing up and we heard about platinum, we heard it as a big thing. Yeah. But it seemed far away from us.
Yeah.
Now that you're
happening,
exactly, you're experiencing record-breaking moments like this with the music. What is that? How does that message feel when you get a call from the label and say, "We've got another plaque for you"? What's the feeling like?
It's crazy because I think back in the days when I was dreaming of it, the way I thought it would feel, it's not really the way it feels. Yeah, because you know, the world is a very big place. You know, people from different cultures are different. You know, white people are different. Black people are different. I mean, we're the same.
Yeah, but culture-wise.
Culture-wise, yeah. We're different. You know, Asians are different. But it's really, it's amazing to see a song that's not even in English like that.
Mm.
You know, like in a native language. You know, Love Wantity is an Igbo song, half Igbo, half Pidgin English, you know, a little bit of English. And, you know, you have people in the US that is a fully English country, you know, and it goes 6 times platinum. That's basically 6 million records sold. I think that's huge. I think that's huge, you know, and it's like me actually even going there and doing shows when I did my tour.
Yeah.
In 2022, it was really crazy to me because that was the first time I was traveling to many parts of the US, like places like Providence, Rhode Island, places like, you know, Dallas,
yeah.
You know, places like New York, you know, all these places. I'd never really been to these places before. And to see them singing my music word for word, you know, even though they don't really know what it means, you know, it's really crazy, you know, and it's like, it feels like a responsibility too. Mm. It's not just, you know, the way as a child, I was thinking it would be, you know, it's really fly, you know, it's a fly thing to have, you know, a record that big, but at the same time, it's a responsibility too, because, you know, you are basically speaking for millions of people's emotions. You know, the reason they connect to the music is because whatever emotion I felt when I was making it
connects with,
they're feeling that thing too. So it's a humbling experience too at the same time, because it makes you realize how, you know, connected we all are, and it's a huge responsibility.
Facts. You know? You mentioned the United States of America. The last two weeks, there's been, you know, a lot of news coming out of the United States of America to talk about the Grammys, the lack of, you know, the fallout from that. What are your thoughts about international award platforms and what we have at home? What are your thoughts about that generally as a musician?
Well, I have my reservations about awards in general because I feel there's so much involved, you know. And the people who run the awards, I don't know them. I don't know their motives. I don't know their, you know, I don't know their frame of mind. I don't, you know, so.
You don't know the workings behind it.
Yeah. So, because I've seen so many situations where, you know, music that was deserving, both at home Absolutely. And abroad, not just the Grammys, but even back home, like, music that's deserving doesn't get any recognition.
Facts.
Like, it's interesting that this same song that is 6 times platinum has no award in Nigeria.
God damn it, man.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I think that's...
That's shameful.
Interesting.
No, that's shameful.
I mean, I don't know if I'll use the word shameful.
I will.
It's interesting because it begs so many questions. Yeah, and... Yeah, that's why I just have my reservations. Because it's like, okay, what metric are you using to determine what's the best music? Is it acceptance or sales? Or is it
Sonics
or is it impact? Like, you know, a song like Love Wantity, for instance, apart from even the sales and everything. There's a song right now on Spotify, a Brazilian song. I forgot the name, but he sampled Love Wantity and it has 120 million streams.
Did they call the label for that?
I mean, there's so many like this, by the way.
They want to try to get away from it, but we can
tell.
And
they do numbers, you know, like the impact is crazy. I see videos of people... like I saw this video of a traditional Indian band that made like a cover to it. And, you know, I've seen so many things. Like the number of videos, the number of covers, the number of, you know, people who sample it, people who illegally upload it, even the DJ Yo remix that went viral was
originally
at first an illegal remix in code that the, you know, the company was trying to
take
care of, because there were so many. It was not just that one. There were so many of them. And, you know, basically people kind of stealing intellectual property, you know. But in DJ Yo's case, though, to be fair to him, he tried to reach out, but he couldn't reach anyone. So he just uploaded it, you know. But big shout out to him. So basically, when you look at a situation like this, or like Essence, that also had a huge impact in the US, we all saw it. And, you know, it was still snubbed in some ways, you know. Yeah. So I just have my reservations about awards in general.
Mm.
And, you know, I feel as an artist, it's very important to understand that the real prize is to impact people with the music.
Mm.
Like the fact that a song can open doors, the fact that a song can, you know, people can tell you that this song saved me through a dark time.
Mm.
You know, it's a special thing. And I feel nothing can truly reward that. Mm. It's a service to humanity too. Like, it's not just, we're not just here singing songs. We're not just here, you know, feeling fly. Like, it's basically service to humanity.
Facts.
We're on the road for hours, for days. We're on long flights. Many times, you know, we're hungry because we're too busy to eat.
Yeah.
It's not like we can't eat, but we're too busy to eat, you know, doing interviews, shooting videos, doing so many things. Why? Because we just want to
please the fans.
We want to service humanity. We want to uplift humanity with the experience of great music.
Mm.
You know, so I feel the ultimate reward is the fans and the love that the fans show. To me, that's my own principle. And, you know, I've made peace with that. If an award nominates me, or I win it or I don't win it, I actually don't care.
Mm.
Like, at this point, that's just where I am.
Absolutely. Now, your class, when it comes to the Afrobeats and Afropop, you know, your class, your Fire Boys, your Malays, Joe Boys, you know, CK Oxlade, you guys have a very strong class of young musicians that are really doing so well, punching in different ways. Everybody has a completely different sound.
Mm-hmm.
And what you guys have also made public is that a lot of you guys get along very well. You know, you collaborate on songs. You've done one or two collaborations here. Maybe you, Joe Boy, maybe Joe Boy, Fire Boy, maybe Oxley. There's that going on.
Yeah.
With the way the international music market is going, where we're seeing Drake 21 Savage, we're seeing Drake J. Cole, we're seeing, you know, we've seen Jay-Z, Kanye West. Now we're seeing Kanye West, Ty Dolla Sign. Does it pop in your mind to look at one of these guys or girls that you guys can also do something like that with, just to freshen up the market?
100%, you know, but I wish it was that simple.
Mm. When the business comes.
But it's not that simple, you know. Also, you know, I would like to believe there's a lot of love in the industry, but unfortunately, I don't think I'm correct.
This guy, look at how we threw that one down. Yeah.
I mean, let's be real.
Mm.
I mean, I feel for me, I'm very, very open. I'm not open like that.
Yeah.
To be fair, I'm a reserved person to a large degree, but in terms of collaboration, I've had so many situations where I tried to collaborate with someone and they were acting funny, or
even after Love Quantity. Nah, bro.
I mean,
really?
Yeah, I mean people, I don't know, people, you never know what people's
thought processes.
Yeah, you know, so it's just, yeah, I don't think about it too much. For me, I just focus on my thing. I just, you know, face my front.
Mm.
But I mean, I got love for everyone. I think we're all making music. We're all from Nigeria. The world is a big place.
Absolutely.
There's so much ground to cover. And, you know, there's evidence that teamwork, you know, multiplies the work rates and everything.
Facts.
And, I just hope there will be more, will I even call it love? It's not even about love. I just think there'll be more togetherness and more business consciousness.
Mm.
Because at the end of the day,
there's money to be made out here.
One. And two, just more, less short-sightedness.
Mm.
I wish.
Absolutely. Yeah. You kind of took some time off, because like I said, you were going full throttle since 2022. Like, it's been nonstop for you, from Europe, the United States, to America, jumping on festivals everywhere. And then towards the end of 2023, it looked like you took a break and CK just disappeared. Talk to me about that and what was really going on.
I mean, so I didn't really disappear per se. I just took some time off the road.
Yeah.
You know, touring for 2-3 years straight, you know, traveling, you know, people assume it's fun, which it is, but it's also very demanding too, physically,
mentally,
emotionally, you know, it's really, really demanding. And I would say I got to a point where I was spent.
Mm.
Like, you know, at the end of the day, body is not firewood. So, like, I just felt very spent. Plus, there was a lot of things going on in my personal life, you know, in my personal life, within my team as well. There was a lot of restructuring going on, you know, with my management. It was just a lot for me to handle, and I just needed time to
take care of it.
To like breathe. I needed time to breathe. I needed time to recuperate in terms of my health, in terms of my mental well-being, in terms of, you know, even in terms of my, I had to kind of give myself a new meaning to music and why I even do it in the first place, you know, because, you know, it's a lot to handle, it's a lot of work, it's a lot of mental strain, it's a lot of everything. And I also took this time to record new music because it's my outlet, it's how I express myself, it's how you know, whatever emotions I feel is the best way I can, you know,
put it
in a capsule,
and then,
you know, and, you know, yeah, I don't talk very much. I speak through the music because I feel that's the best way I can express myself. So yeah, I was doing lots of recording, spending time with my family, you know.
How did that feel?
It felt really good, actually, because, you know, being on the road, you don't really get to spend time with your family, you know. And I almost forgot how important it is, or it was, to spend time with your family, you know, with your mom that gave birth to you, with your sisters, with your brothers, you know, your blood. Like, it's very different, especially in a business where there's so many people with agendas, you know. It's just nice to be with your family where genuine there's love. No agenda.
You don't care about nothing else apart from you.
It's genuine love, you know, good energy. I needed that. And yeah, even health-wise, I needed to rest, you know. I had times where I was on the road and I was falling sick back to back to back, but I would still have to perform, you know, I would still have to do this, do that. There was always a schedule, you know. I just needed some time to breathe. And I'm really happy I took that time, because, you know, you just can't You're a human being.
Facts.
Yeah? You're not a machine at the end of the day.
Facts. Yeah. You mentioned personal and business, taking, making decisions, changing management. It looks like that is almost like the wind now in the Afrobeat scene, especially with the young guns. Like, you know, I've seen Joe Boy change teams. I've seen Ruga change teams. You know, I've seen Oxlade change teams. I'm seeing CK do the same. What is it about the young folk that you guys are so decisive? Like, you know, with us, the generation I came from, even if we're not happy, we'll just be, you know, you know, there's respect. These people are the people that, you know, but it looks like you guys don't, you know, you don't play. If it's time to change, it's time to change.
Nah,
so, what's that like?
So for me, it was, okay, so how I'll put it is, in our business, the number one thing that governs it is contracts.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's lots of, you know, music is a very emotional thing. It's very, there's lots of sentiments and everything. But, you know, there's contracts too. So if there's a agreement with, you know, working agreement with someone and you come together to say, okay, we're coming together to achieve this goal. Yeah. And we're going to do it for X number of years.
Mm.
You know, I believe in keeping your word.
An evaluation afterwards. Yes,
if you agree to something, even if it's a bit difficult,
yeah,
stick to it and keep your end of the deal. And when that time elapses, you evaluate and be like, okay, for where I'm trying to go and, you know, for the well-being of the business and myself, you know, is this
targets.
Is this the best place for me to be, you know? And if the answer is no, I think it's in order to, you know, I won't even call it parting ways. I'll call it more like, you know, moving to the next step.
Absolutely.
Basically, you know. So for me, my management contract expired, you know, and there was an evaluation, you know, period, and decisions had to be made. And that's it. Like, I mean, it's all love at the end of the day.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I don't really have issues with anyone, to be honest.
That's like, good. It's the business industry. You're always going to run into each other again.
Yeah.
You're still going to do business somehow. They're going to call your phone and say there's bread on the table. You're going to pick it up, you know.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, but yeah.
They say in the music business, there's no permanent enemy, because most times you're going to cross paths again in the future. Now, you talked about personal. Being a touring musician, having to sleep in many beds. yeah. What is that like? Trying, yeah, you better sip that water, boy. Yeah, you better sip that water. What is it like trying to maintain personal relationships, being that on the road and accessible to some of the most incredibly beautiful young ladies, I might add. I've been to your shows, including the intimate shows too. It's crazy. What is that like?
It's a challenge. But it's not impossible. It's a challenge, but it's not impossible. I think relationships are really difficult for a musician. Not even because of, you know,
accessibility
or the fans or groupies or none of that stuff. It's more like the amount of, like, you remember earlier I said music is a service to humanity.
Yes.
Like, at first I didn't quite see it like that. Mm. But over time, I really realized how much of service it truly is. Because, you know, we put in so much work, so much energy, so much time, so much attention, you know, and we make sacrifices too, you know. Most of the time you spend on the road doing one thing or the other. You could spend it with your loved ones. You could do one thing or the other. But, you know, in service to humanity, you have to give yourself to that service. And in the process of giving yourself, it will piss some people off. You know, some people will not be happy that, you know, your time is being monopolized, basically. Your efforts are being monopolized. And, you know, it's difficult to please the world and please your girlfriend at the same time. It's not impossible, but it's really, really difficult. And,
yeah. So do you come with
a challenge?
Do you come with a health warning? You know, when you're in a relationship, does it come with terms and conditions? Listen, hey, you know, I'm for everybody. So it's either you are with that or you don't even come at all. Is that the situation?
I mean, I won't call it terms and conditions. I'll call it a disclaimer. Yeah, like this is the vibe, so you're aware. I mean, I won't really even say I'm accessible to everybody, you know. Actually, I'm quite inaccessible, actually. But at the same time, I give myself in service to humanity, because at the end of the day, people need the music. People need it. People
need the emotions as well.
Yeah, they need that. And even me being a fan of music too, like before I started making music, I know what it's like to need music, like to feel those emotions. You know, there are certain times I was going through a breakup and there was this song that just, you know, it just helped. You know, it really helped. Or you lose someone and a song helps you. Or you're going through a tough time and a song helps you get motivated. You know, music just, people need it for different reasons. Yeah. And the artist has to give so much, you know. And I mean, it's what it is, and we'll keep giving until we can't give anymore.
Coming from I think the two powerful words that will be taken away will be service and giving. Whatever it is, you want to take that as service and giving. Now, 2024, you're in London. I like the post where you announced that there was new music. I was excited about that. You know, I was excited when you posted, I think it was last year, that you'll be taking some time off when you're on a bike. I'll see you in the new year with new music. I was excited and I was a little bit pissed off as well, because you were telling me that you're going away, you know? So, you know, it's that thing like, okay, I know there's music, but I also know you're saying, listen, see you when I see you type of thing. So that was a cool video. Yeah. And then I was excited when you posted that there was new music and, you know, two singles have since dropped, well received. You know, I listened to it initially on my phone when it came in. And then after that, I've listened to it in the gym. I've listened to it in the car. I love my favorite artists being identifiable by their music. That's my number one law. Like, this is CK, this is his own sound, this is emo Afro beats, this is his thing. I want to be able to press play on the record and hear that. And in a lot of cases, because people are following trends and following all sorts of things, they miss that. Yeah. But you came back as CK, even though there's a lot of noise. How difficult was that? And how excited are you to kick off the new year with the new singles?
So for me, it's like, so I call my music emo Afrobeats for one reason. It's Afrobeats, but it's emotions mixed with the Afrobeats. So the Afrobeat side of it is the rhythm, you know? Like our music from Africa, we love to dance, you know, and there's different types of dance. You know, there's the faster dance, there's the slower dance, there's the sexy dance, there's the not so sexy dance, there's the happy dance, there's all kinds of dancing. And even though the rhythms may change, you know, lots of, you know, a lot of the new music is inspired by South African rhythms, actually. But the emotions of the records are still very much CK.
Authentic.
Yeah, because, I mean, I believe in being dynamic. I believe in, you know, right now we're in Enish. You can't, you know, you can't just be only jollof rice on the menu.
Facts. It's got to be pounded yam. It's got to be fried yam. Yeah.
You know, there has to be all kinds of stuff. So I believe in variety. I believe in doing things differently. I believe in, you know, switching things up, not being just one dimensional and trying new things, you know. So I just feel even while trying new things, it's important to still maintain the emotion and the story being told. Is It You and Mysterious Love basically represents questions?
Mm.
It's questioning love and questioning its reality, its authenticity, and its, you know, and why it even exists in the first place. Is It You is asking, is it you? I want it to be you, but is it you? And Mysterious Love is asking, the first line is this love, is this lust?
Mm.
That's the first sign. It's like, okay, this is
so love. So let's be clear.
But like, why am I attracted to you? Like, what's the real reason? You know, even me asking myself, am I attracted to you because I'm just attracted? Or am I...
Is it deeper?
Is it deeper than that? You know, so it was basically me being in a position where I had to question love. And I feel, you know, love has to be questioned for sure. Everything in life has to be questioned. You know, you don't just accept every single thing that comes and just run with it. You have to, at a certain point, question it. And I feel the answers to those questions will help you, you know, it'll help you go the distance with whatever that is. You know, it's just like in science, when there's a theory, it has to be questioned before it becomes a law. Test it,
absolutely.
Yeah, so basically that's what it is with love too. And yeah, that's basically where I was. And it's the beginning of the story. There's a lot more pages to the story. There's a lot more music, you know, that I recorded that is coming. A project coming, a really, really beautiful project coming. With my projects, I like to be in a zone. Like every time I make a project, it's like I'm in a phase in life, you know, which is kind of why I had to take some time off, because you have to live to make music.
To be able to experience stuff.
Yeah, it's not just, music is not just like, you know, it's not just one plus one. Like it's flesh and blood. Like you have to talk about something that happened. You have to talk about something that's real. You know, you have to talk about something that you actually experience. You can't give what you don't have. So that's basically it. And I'm really excited for the next phase of my life. There's been a lot of growth in life, in music, in, you know, all around. And the new music reflects that growth. And I'm really excited for the new chapter. You know?
Listen, man, I could talk to you for the whole day, because you're a very deep young man. You come with a lot of insight, knowledge, a lot of calm. Someone who knows themselves and knows what they're bringing to the table. You'll be surprised that there are people my age that still don't know themselves and what they bring to the table. So it's always great to sit across the table with people like yourselves. I've been Same a fan here. From the beginning. I'm excited about your journey. I'm happy you're back looking good, you know, smelling like money. The minute you walked in, I was smelling money all through. So I already knew, you know, everything is everything, you know. So I'm super stoked. We're definitely going to catch up again once the project comes out. Where can people go to get firsthand CK news? Is there the website? Is it just the Instagram? Where can dedicated, you know, girlfriends go to?
So number one, I mean, you can get CK news from the source, CK, on my socials at CKAY_YO. But there's also CK news on Instagram, which is my official fan page, and Boyfriendville on Twitter. So you can go there for updates. And Yeah, but at the same time, get it from the source.
Get it from the source. And I also think maybe you need to set up like a letter.
A newsletter. Yeah, I have that too.
Yeah, because I think a lot of people would definitely be locked onto that.
Dev, I mean, we've been sending out newsletters for about a year now.
That's amazing.
Yeah, everyone who's come to my shows,
they get the information first.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Listen, I'm super stoked. Like I said, we are live at Ennis Studios here at Ennis Restaurant in Covent Garden. CK and myself are going to go downstairs and grab some food. Keep it right here on the Afrobeats podcast, brought to you by the Energy God. Ladies and gentlemen, people in the house, a round of applause for my brother, CK! He's here to serve and give. That's what he says. Peace, and we're out.
Serve.